всех имрят, чего? I see some more introductions to the sister. We're talking about Shavuos and studying the sister. At least three Pesukim are said in a delusion, because the last one is Bavli, and he has the Mishnayos, two lines with the mother. The Rosh Hashanah is much fuller. Shavuos and Masechta, just from the overview, is really not one Masechta itself. I listen. So I say Shavuos is not one Masechta itself. I listen in two respects. One, in that a significant chunk of it is unrelated to the Yom Shavuot altogether. You just started. One is so far as one significant part of the Sikh is not Yom Shavuot altogether. Thank you. And that's the first important. By total, almost coincidence, first Mishnah begins, Shkushtaim Shein Arba, Shkushtaim Shein Arba, Shkushtaim Shein Arba, Shkushtaim Shein Arba, and Shkushtaim Shein Arba. So it deals with phenomena of Shkushtaim Shein Arba, which a little bit has to do with Shavuos, roughly the daft, given up in ways, down in the dalet. But other than that, you deal with other areas totally, a little bit of Negoim. That's mentioned first mission as well. Compared with regard to Korbanos of Golim, the first mission of after has that brief step by quoting Korbanos of Shlash and Arba. This for the Korbanos of Kippur, or Jevot Shuchapel, or two speeches for Dosho. And this is a little bit of the interface, Kochim and Tavis. And that leads us straight to the end of the second paragraph. At which point you've barely established contact with Shavuot. Thereon, which is the last 30 dafim, you deal with Shavuos, but these break down to different kinds of Shavuos. Third parak belongs to the world of Afloy generally, Dolly of a Nazir, not with what happens to a Nazir once he becomes a Nazir. Hayv comes to us in the first place. And this is the word of Shavuos Bitu. Voluntary Shavuos, which can relate either to the past, whatever occurred, or to the future. Of course, the past and the future, there are two very different kinds of Shavuos. Without the past, we can make assertions and statements and affirmations, which may be true or may be false, don't involve the element of commitment. And that's creative Shavuos. Chalti, loy, chalti, etc. Shavuos l'haba, these are, by and large, Shavuos of commitment. Ochal, ochal. And consequently, we've got Shavuos l'haba, if one is able, the question is, what kind of aveir is? Is aveir Shavuos shekel? Well, it's not a shekel. Shavuos l'haba, it was a shekel. I ate yesterday, I didn't eat. I say, I'm going to eat. The time that I make the statement, which is the time that I should appeal, there's no shekel on us. There's a commitment to this chayvus. When I then violate the shavuot, don't do what I said I was going to do, then this could be bal yachol, yachol v'or, could be not the shekel. That's b'chleis in the Gemara, b'chleis in the Mishnah Sheni. But for the members, I've said, so the third part of the word of Shavuos Bitui, very closely related in many points to the first two Pukim in the Dorim. That's one more. Starting with the fourth Perek, Yeshuas, which are by large, need to be maybe thrust upon a person, can be thrust upon him. As the Yeshua said this, the man is made, the person should be made for someone in a way, in a case which concerns a woman, he refuses to do it. Fifth by Shuas of Pekodin, to which we're going to learn more directly, we'll be learning, where a person denies that he has a woman, which they have one love, then on top of that he heaps a shavur, either self-imposed or thrust upon him, and turns that all a shekel, which is towards the end of Parshas Vayikra, and a little bit Parshas Nosi. That's the fifth parak, which is so twin to Shavuot Seidus, because many areas the Mishnayos compare and the Sugyos compare in Bezdin, Chutz LeBezdin, Bezdin, Bechirim, what, how do these two compare? That brings us to the end of the fifth parak, up to Daf Chesed and Beis, and the point at which we enter the picture, Shavuot Dayanim. Shavuot Dayanim, as the name suggests, Shavuot Shulay Tebesden. Shulay Tebesden, that is first of Shavuot which Tebesden can impose, where the Mechayev exists, the circumstances arrive. Maybe beyond that Shavuot which must go through Tebesden, cannot be self-imposed. If you come to Tebesden, Shavuot should swear, but the Yonim not in the picture, this may not be Shavuot to the Yonim. A Torah Shavuot to the Yonim may mean not a Shavuot which the Yonim can be Mechayev, but which they are Mechayev. This we'll see, we get the Sugya, place the Rachel, the Rechal, the Rashbam, the Rechal, and the Gitten, and we'll deal with that. Shavuot to the Yonim, thematically, in terms of its content, it's closely related to Shavuot HaPikodim. That's not what I'm telling you, that's what the Rambam says. Now the Shavuot HaPikodim is in effect when species Shavuot HaPikodim, and he says that Rambam is the halacha, we'll be dealing with that next time. The last paragraph is is with Aloch Zeshabim primarily, briefly. That's, as I said, it's very like a model for us here. Sixth, seventh parakim, he was then of Shavuos, not even then of Shavuos. The Rav Tzchanan of Aloch wanted to introduce my brother-in-law, who was then after the young 11 or 12, to learn something in the Zikin. So he thought the entree to the Zikin is to these two parts. Obviously, you can't cover all these yachid zik and these two parakim. So, the fundamental concepts of Shedu Tevinitin, of labor, various diverse chachomim, which are fundamental, etc., are here. And you have many sugars which deal with Shuas and Neto, but some which don't. This is true of the seventh part and the sixth. The seventh part is more distinctively related to Shavuos, admittedly, two kinds of Shavuos were Shavuos. The sixth more of a mixed bag. It would be helpful, and I recommend this to you, I have no idea what baggage you bring to you when you're here. If you learn Chumash properly, you should. Learn Chumash properly means learn Chumash with Rashi the Ramban, and Shalach will be also very helpful. So you should know the Yisraelis of Shavuos. But if you haven't, then you could very well take a few minutes, go to the Rambam first by Shavuos, Before this point, Mushtam gives an overview. The four species of Shvuas, and the Shvuas Bitui, the four species of Shvuas Bitui, and one of the Shvuas Shov, and the four species of Shvuas Shov. He gives the whole paragraph, an overview. Bitui, Shov, Edus, and Pekodim. That at least will familiarize you with all the relevant categories, and will therefore provide a context within which one can relate to them and effect comparisons. I must forewarn you, the pace of Shavuos Lehi Shavuos Shavuos Pekodim and Kodesh Shavuot is almost a priori slow. It's a meaty, weighty yonim, but those of you who had experience Chesh Mishpat and Shach, it's bound to be another Shach to Yerodeh, but you want another Shach in all his Gadus, you have no Chesh Mishpat. Yerodeh, that was the Shach in a minor key. You have the Shach in a major key, you have no Chesh Mishpat, blockbusters. And these about these several Pukim, Shach and Mashkin, and he was busy for a week or two. Now we'll be starting as the Shavuos Lehi Yonim, and we'll start with a bit of an overview with regard to Shavuos. Not the overview that I mentioned previously of the Rambam, that I very much recommend to you to go through that. A little bit we'll deal with that. The overview with regard to the place of Shavuot in general. Now this we'll be doing in two stages. One of them were general nature. Shavuot mitzvah, chiyuv is advisable. One has Shavuot, we try to avoid Shavuot. And that's partly some things which emerge from understanding of the psukim, particularly the seven psukim, the seven places which speak of Shavuot to Shavuot, and scattered sukkahs. That's before we get to Agamara. We get to Agamara, there, the Ibum, which the Gemara speaks, all the imprecations she hear about a person's eye, tell him, you know, finish my false thing, the world goes under, etc., etc., etc. Every effort is made to ward off a shavuot, to avoid it. The message seems to be that we can avoid Shavuot, we're better off avoiding them. And that's implicit there. The Sugya of Iyum as such, in its detail, we probably won't deal with that next time. But we'll be dealing first, I've said, with the more general picture. I put in some curves we're going to give you. This has to do with the question, which is part of the question of Malok, the question of Ashkofer, the attitude to Shavuot. What do you position, what do you place? Broadly speaking, this is a more general issue. We've got that floor. And the Dorim, a good thing or a bad thing. But the Toshim of Tidom, Shadidom, and Tishalim. That's Boston Gehalis. He's opening the question, what about the third option, Tidom, and Tishalim? That's what I said, Meir, Rav Yudah, the question of when you think the Dorim are a good thing, or better avoided, is one which also occurs in various sugyas in the Dorim and elsewhere. The question of Shavuot is a little bit different, but the Shavuot by its nature is different. It involves particular use of Shem, which we'll deal with next time. And that's using the Torah as the picture. The Dorim don't have Shem, Zil doesn't have Shem. Shavuot requires a Shem, whereas the Rambam Aruch Shavuot requires a Shem. But certain Shavuot is not the Yoni, but the Rambam Aruch Shavuot. Shavuot is the Yoni, but Shavuot is Shem Tiyam Eshneim. Rambam Aruch Shavuot is Shem means the Shavuot, which is used by excuse for the Shem. So in a sense, the more general issue, it has various components. But we've got Shavuot to deal with more particularly, especially since you mentioned we've got the use of Shem and the Chumrah if there's a mixture with that. The Dorim, and the Siva is also the point of Nisa when it's not a Kayim, which is problematic, but that the Shavuah Matisa. Matisa says that the verse, Chumas, the Matisa, it's not only that it happens to be a Tresadum, Chumas, Tresadum is a good company. Most of the humor is to say, Aloche, Matisa, though it's only love. There's no cover, so she would know who is the best, and Mrs. Shabayim. Normally, the life of Chamuris and Kalis, this is, of course, with Sugi Shuva as well. The life of Chamuris and Kalis is between a lav, Sheyesh Makoris, Eid Makoris. It's placed in one humor, but that's the Maskana. But this is an exception. This is the fact of the Chamuris, irrespective. Even though there's no chorus. So that adds a dimension, the seriousness, nervousness with which Shavuah is taken into account, regardless of what kind of Shavuah we're talking about. But certainly with that Shavuah Dayoni, when the Sitz comes into the picture, we'll see that in one of our tests. This is at one point. The Bogdan Shavuah was devoted to this question of the place of Shavuah, the place of a flow in general. In addition, I would assume and hope we could also pin down a bit what is the definition of Shavuah study, what does the term mean? And that was one I said before, Shavuah study Yoni in his being Shavuah, which Yoni Mamashbiya, that only certain should have adopted. In another sense, Shavuah should do with Besdin. And the Rambam in Perek Yud-Aleph of Shavuah has a list and also definitions of what the term Shavuah is dealing first to. And this, to some extent, is important for us to know what the term Shavuah means. To some extent, it must be relevant to our Mishnah. Mishnah in Shavuah is doing Shtei Kesef. What are we referring to this Mishnah? All Shavuot Leyoni, the three Shavuot Leyoni, Shomrei, by the Mikzas, and Eidechot, all of them require Shtei Kesef. Or it's all Shavuot Leyoni, as some of those other Mishnahs, only with the Gatim by the and others not. We'll deal with that in the Sugis when we get to one of the Mem. So the mention of the three Shavuot Leyoni, that is a bit of a flexible term. I would hope we can get that out of the Bible next time. As well, which will bring us to what, in a sense, from another point of view, is the opening of the parak, and this is the details, some of the details concerning Shavuot Leyonin as they're formulated in the Mishnah, starting with Shtei Kesef. So, Shtei Kesef begins in the middle of the Testament base, runs for a daf or so, and that is a different sort of entree into the parak. Between Mishnayis and the Chesed Mabez, the Suyuk Shtei Kesef, the Suyuk which deals with the tactic, the technique of Shavuah. And one of the issues that surfaces, there's a Shavuah that I see Shavuah Rabbanon. We will not be dealing with that extensively in what the Chesed Mabez now has asked the Rabbanon, because the Gemara of Mem Aleph has over there Ma'ikar Shavuah Shavuah Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't deal with the tactic of Shavuah; it deals there with the ramifications of Shavuah. What happens if you refuse to finish Shavuah, etc., etc. So we'll mention the possibility of the technique of Shavuah is different. But full examination of this Daisha Dabonon, we'll wait to be a Suyak Menalov. We will deal with in the Gemara from Chesimet Beis is one of the stimulative factors of Daisha Post Dabonon, and this is the Kitas Chakrits. Shas Shavuah, person who is nishba has to be holding kedosh v'kedush. Maybe sefer, maybe tefillin, maybe something else. We'll deal with that. It will also serve as a base to deal with another issue. And I guess it will not come as a surprise to you here to know that halacha l'maaseh, despite the enormous richness of the world of Shavuos in general, these two points in particular, in practice, most of them are wiped off the books. L'maaseh, this goes back a long time, either to Tikkus HaGoyim or to Chazal, depending on how we learn some Shavuot in Gemara. L'maaseh, Shavuos is more like the plague. That's a reflection of the whole Sefirah of Lord Tesmet Aleph. But where that is possible, rooted in the Gemara, we'll see independently. All right, this is a bit of an overview. What do we have to anticipate initially? As I've said, when we get to the Testament Bays, we start to get into the some meteor elements, which have to do not only with tactics, techniques of Shavuot, etc., but with Chayim of Shavuot, Halachos of Eidos, other. And I've said, Chaticho Yoli is coming up. In terms of what you're learning, what you might be learning, could be learning on your own independently, apart from what you're learning in Shir, but generally speaking, you advise people to learn Kiyas, to learn the same sort of learning Piyam. There's certain logic to that. Part of it is to do not with logic, with psychology. But they have a good feeling they went to a sikhta from beginning to end, and it's not just they make a little party where they can see him, but they have a good feeling. It's a certain goal which you want to attend. On top of that, most of the sikhtas, many of the other parakim relate to what you learn me. The Shavuos, whoever wants to have the first element, that sense of gratification of finishing the sikhta, matov. It's only 49 document, manageable. I have a soft spot for Shavuos particularly, because that's why I learned my oldest son is probably soon. But that doesn't come nice with you. As far as helping to round out what we'll be learning in the Shir, the parts of the sikhta, from what I've already indicated, you have a sense it's not very much the case. Certainly as far as the first two parakim, I should say first three parakim by and large, because they have some relationship, but also marginal and minimal. The other end, some of the sugyas of my puppets here fit in very, very richly. But those sugyas we hope to try to be learning this year as well. So I'm not recommending the Mishnah Mertzin additionally. The Mishnah Mertzin on the side is not highly recommended. Shavuos and Masechta, which is Mishnah Hashanim, not as Mishnah Bava Basra, but not very far from it. We have the classic Sikhs of Chachmas Sfarad, Ramban, Rashbad, Ritva, Chadish Aran, not to mention the Ran of the Rif. Ran of the Rif is very uneven. Some of the Sikhs is very heavy, others rather light. So when you're Shabbos, you know the Ran of the Rif doesn't have too much. Not Shabbos. He has enormous Shavuos. Those are all there. But on top of that, I said on top of two senses, but which I mean in addition, it also comes first, Dri Migash. don't know if you're familiar with the Migash as a Mephoresh, as a Pesik, if you're familiar with them at all. Maybe you're not familiar with the Migash, through the Rambam. Somebody told him sometime way back, the Rambam is a very Rabbi Sari, so he means the Migash. We have examples of that at the beginning. The Migash thinks that Shu is the Yonas and Dr. Moshe HaKadosh. The Rambam quotes Rabbi Sari Heiru, Shu is the Yonas and Dr. Moshe HaKadosh, Ve'en Roi Lismecha Levoezer. That's the Rambam's judgment. But we had one of Torah's solution on many sectors. His collection of shuvos is bare, scant. What you have of though is very, very useful. Useful in two respects. First of all, he is almost more than the other Rishon, comparably, across with Rashi and Tesis. Malatesis, and by and large, Chachmas Sfarad, who followed them, the Ramban, who historically was exactly the juncture at which the two streams of Chachmas Sfarad and Chachmas Ashkes could flow together, they didn't try to repeat what Rashi had done. It wasn't necessary, said Kathy, you have to do twice. And were it necessary, it's questionable who could do it. They didn't do that. They went beyond that. They took that as a base and explored problems and issues in a more conceptual level. Rashi, though in many other contexts, in some contexts, Pirush, with conceptual issues, which relationship between the Sikhs and between Sugis, Stilas, etc., the kind of things which the Gemara dealt with, which Meir Hashem dealt with. But he had an urgent task. That task was to help you and me. Take us by the hand, lead us to a sugir, so we don't get lost in the forest. And the urgency of that diverted him from what probably could have done much more fully had he still desired, and he had found the time. Let us rest place. This forum which we've had, which comes down to us from the Joshua Rashi, as our guru, we say, Papadis, the Koez, the Soveto. Several Sfarim. We know Rashi's Jews which have been collected. Rashi could have done it. But he had around to it. The Migash, unlike Rashi, did not write at all Shas. Where he wrote, on the one hand, his constituency in Sfarad didn't have Rashi. So Rashi had done, needed to be done. What the Pasha Dosa didn't spin. Ashkenazim, the Migash felt he had to do for his constituency. And by and large, he does that. At the same time, there are shtiklich in the Migash, many which we do not encounter in Rashi, equivalent to Tesis. In that respect, he proceeded with a bit of a colleague. A bit of contemporary Yad Rama, but Yad Rama is much fuller than the Migash. The condition we have with the Migash are on Shavuos and about Basrin. Someone has taken to collecting from Shitvos and Ksubis all the Shtiklach, which is there quoted in the Migash. It's published the Chidush of the Migash and Ksubis. So Ksubis also have, although it's not. But it's very interesting, very stimulating. And say again, somewhat of a cross between other messages which ordinarily we don't have. Amongst the Bala Tesis, part of the taste of the Daf, we don't have a choice too much about other messages. So the Tesis of Rosh, several editions. There are a few pages of the Ezra, back as it was published, just a few pages. There's some of the Ravon, but collections of Tesis in more numerous. We have some other sikhtas, the Samusha 3, 4, and 5, Shuas, Mesmer, and Collection of Elotan. Now, what we do have, we want to use. And we do have additional things I've already mentioned, a small sefer, which recently republished an extensive pirush. Yeah, the old editions, put it in your pocket, knew where you need a briefcase. And this is a small sefer of Rabbi Goyen. Rabbi Goyen, amongst the Goyenim, Goyen, of course, had a sense for order and symmetry, which the interest of the Chachmas Sfarad, which most Chachmas Ashkes generally don't find. So much Kamar Chachmas Ashkes generally, Pesach, just speak about Plato. The difficulty of finding your way through, order and sequence, it's confusing. Sense of order, coming out more than the Greek and the Arabic world, Goyenim generally had. But these, the most fully manifest that was the latter part of the Kusa Gedi. The Shiltis, which comes out earlier, doesn't have it too much. Taviyat Rapsadi Goyen, Piyat Rafai Goyen, very clearly felt. If I go into two such Svarim, and you should make it your business, I'll try to make it your business. To be familiar with both, and to use both. What is Sefer Bekir Vamelko? Say this in Ezekiel, in the full range of Ezekiel. Second Mishpatei Shavuot. Mishpatei Shavuot says this is a small sefer, Shavuot, but that issue might use it. Obviously, it's been edited much more fully. That before the Rimigash, his condition is, if I go, of course, not before I write the Rimigash, the rest of the Daf. But also the task of elucidating sugyas and arranging them, analyzing them, so those two under his wing. We don't have this in many other sikhtas, and Kibbutz Shalom Rav, and we get accustomed to using it. So speaking of the Goyenim, in the back of the Gemaras, you find that Shari Shavuos, the authorship of that is not clear. But evidently, it says that I'm the Ran, not that the Ran we're familiar with. Earlier, I've been in Nisim, and I've been some Goyen. I've put that statement, which also will be of use, occasional use, word use. How about the Baal for a moment? The facts have indicated we don't have so many additional tastes on the daf. Should that fool us to thinking that not much has covered us from there? There's much which is scattered to many others for him, and that we'll try to arrange to when we get to it. Finally, with regard to the precious form, which we've got us from the training, the media, I guess, we're all familiar with, and that's very good for starting a sugya, ending a sugya. The middle part, sometimes it's too smooth and too easy, too facile. Somebody sends the amela material sometimes. Falls away, we use the meaning too much. But there's a wonderful sefer, certainly just like the meaning, clear, expository, which is very relevant to Shavuos. The two shes svarim of the Shalim, one, Yehudeh, one Chesh Mishpat. Yehudeh, those who are really Yehudeh, I hope you're familiar with Hashavos Teras Abayis, it will be in the Levinian newspaper. Until you get to Machlechsim of the Rav, but clear, loose, and systematically organized. And coming out of the same as Medrash, another Talmud of the Ramban, His identity is not as clear, and this is safe, Sefer Trumas. Sefer Trumas, like the Chagai Sefarim, one time it was in two moderately sized volumes, and the Pirush and Gidulei Trumah, and God in his own right, frequently quoted by the Shach. That was relatively easier to handle. It's been republished, an extensive Pirush, and with very valuable maftechus. Maftechus is not an invention of the 20th century, but certainly one which has made learning much easier for us. And this surveys, I say systematically, the world of Chesh Mishpat. Some things we are there too, Chesh Libis are there extensively. We'll be referring to that, and the sugyas which he dealt, a very, very useful sefer. I say useful, but not user friendly. So this is now two thick volumes that you have to carry through this phone around. Becomes a bit of a job. I guess it's a manageable job. When I was in bad shape last year, carrying one of those swallows was a job, two was impossible. But this show will now be in better shape, we'll be able to do that. All right. I've not made reference here to what I hope you, I did make reference, but to the most basic raw material with regard to Shavuos, name of the parshas of Mishnah with regard to them. But I hope that these are familiar to all. So, the Galachas, the various parshas of Shavuos mentioned, starting from Primat and Torah. There's Rabbi Avraham. Shavuos, in many contexts, Pesukim speaks first of Ben Shlomo. Then, was where the Yisurim are mentioned, Parsha of Sarasa Dibris, towards the end of Vayikra Shuas Bitui, near the beginning of Kedeshim, again, Gezer Agir Shuas of the Garden, between Shlishi Ravi, Shlishi, maybe Shlishi Ravi, Shlishi Ravi, and Nasser, Parsha of Afloel, the beginning of Matos, and some of the Afloel generally, Parsha Kisense, with regard to Banya Avodachir, how that relates to Parsha of Gidur Matos, because of Amman and Rambam, but every those with the Midrash Halacha, the Master Rosh will give you a good infrastructure for the events we will do. I shouldn't be telling you this, but you can understand the sugyas, most of them without knowing this. But these are things which you should know in any event. Yom Shabbos came. I alluded to it, I mentioned Yerushalmi. There is Yerushalmi, a substantial Yerushalmi here. As with many other places in Shas, Shin culled from the Yerushalmi, which is most relevant, but not everywhere. And in many places, complement where we have the Bavli to be found over there, and that's something we want to bear in mind as well. But this is with regard to learning Shavuos. If it makes it clear, are there any questions with regard to what I've said? Now, as I guess you know, if you've made inquiries, we have a previous earlier shiur in some area of Machshava Ashkofe, whatever you want to call it. Now, this has over the years turned out to be somewhat problematic. Some are interested, some are not interested, and it's a more general issue, which some of you thought to some years back, 5 years ago. David Schatz, some of you probably know from YU, wrote a piece of Tradition, which was a review, it was supposed to be a review, a volume of essays, I believe, or letters or something, really of Marvin Fox. Marvin Fox taught the Jewish philosophy at Brandeis, one of Anshe Shlomeinu and Eves Fumeri, and Schatz used this review as an occasion opportunity to discuss why Machshava doesn't thrive in the American Torah world as compared to what happens in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we went through a whole analysis of all kinds of reasons. That it would be instructive to read it in itself, except thinking as to whether you think that's a proper mode. There's no question but that the world of Machshava does not occupy, and most of us would say should not occupy, place in our world of learning where we experience Torah, integrate Torah, and analyze it as a world of halacha. Halacha don't mean after Shachin Taz. I mean halacha, the normative world. Same time, and that's clear. In a sense, it's something which is unique to our experience of living the Torah as Jews. And it's anomalous in a sense. Learning of halacha, and learning of even an unsystematic manner, just the absorption of detail, which on the face of it would seem to be so unrelated and so boring. If you ask someone on the outside, go, you bring him in, ask what you think of this, I think it's mad. Coming to shul, we're about to the Mincha Meiri, and they're sitting, they might be learning Shtigl Mishnah Bura, Shtigl Mishnah Teru, Shtigl Mishnah is proper. They don't know what preceded, what goes after. And they're studying, learning things which have no relevance to their everyday existence, not professionally, not personally, don't form part of an intellectual complex. And there they are to themselves in the Batnur, a God. And it's a reflection of the uniqueness of Torah, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, reflection of the fact that first and foremost, first of all, Torah is here in the Tzibur. The term mitzvah is a remarkable term. It has come in popular parlance to mean something good. It's a mitzvah. You want a mitzvah? Come here, come there. Contextually, of course, makes it occur as type of chumash. There's a more specific signification. There's the Sabbath eventually. The Jew, after Rechabah ben Teira, stabs the Kater of the Ben Shulam, Kavioch and the Vision Story of the Ben Shulam, first and foremost, with their normative context. The Christian doesn't. The Christian thinks of a savior, a redeemer, a creator, of what? The other thing is someone issuing commands of Kudot. The Jew, first and foremost, meets the Ben Shlev, the Rabbi Tzivui and Mitzuvah. From day one, prior to Matan Torah, at Seshon Kibbul Adam, that's the Shem Tavarech begin. That's where history begins. But it's up. Including the part where you can eat, where you can't eat, Dvar Shus, Dvar Mitzvah, it's all part of the same complex. The voice of Ben Shleilam, Tech Hagan. Consequently, the world of Halacha, in an absolutely irrational way, is upset. Imagine an Irish farmer or an Italian trader sitting down to study canon law somewhere between sunset and dusk. Surely. And there we are. I do that for moments to chest. The centrality of the words of halacha, in the broad sense of the term, should be displaced. Rambam tells us at the end of Pesach Shas and Brachos, he enjoys Machshav more than anything else. I don't know quite what to make of it, frankly. But what's clear is that Rambam's place in our world, in our history, is not made by the Meravuchim. And he himself devoted far more time to the words of Halacha. And not only that, had he not been asked to write about Meravuchim, he might have gone to the Memphis without being written. But he writes, you see it in the Mishnah, the Dead of Parchus. That's what he enjoyed. But we don't for a moment imagine we want to stop learning the word of Halacha, sit down to philosophize. But there's an enormous difference between speaking of centrality and speaking of totality. With respect, you should bear in mind a couple of lines of Baal Shabbos. More than adds, Dvar Hashem zu halacha, Dvar Hashem zu hakeitz, Dvar Hashem zu nevuah. And again, if we push to the wall and press the side, you want halacha, you want keitz, you want nevuah, I guess we have no option. We say Dvar Hashem zu halacha, can't do it without halacha. Clear the message of that Gemara. It's a brief line, but it reflects much more. Is that there is indeed Dvar Hashem's halacha, but the concern with Keitz, however that is to be understood, so in the Vuh, it's part of our world as well. The Shanim had different tendencies with regard to the extent to which they enter the world of Achshavah. People like to think that here the line was drawn, Chachmashkin, there was a golden period, and the Kusadians, and the Nevuchim, tradition coming down from the Goyim, from North Africa, beside the Goyim, Israel, and yet nothing of that in Ashkenaz. Well, in some respects, it's true. Systematic philosophy, systematic theology, as the study called, by and large didn't exist there. But the concerned areas of Machshavah, in many contexts, did exist. The Keach dealt with Halacha and dealt with Machshavah, and many others did likewise. But let's assume for the moment that some did involve themselves, others did not. That certainly was the case with regard to subsequent achrayim. And whether you're familiar with the series following the three volumes set, Toldot Torat HaMusar by the name of Dave Katz, came out of the world of the Musa movement and with three volumes. But we finished the three volumes, he had to start writing an additional volume, which is not a systematic part of the systematic history. Hapura Musa, the polemic. And the polemic, some people didn't like Musa altogether. Others thought it was a waste of time. And he has there an account of the polemic, which she just wanted and didn't want, and why. And these things were written up in newspaper articles, mind you. And he also says a brief survey there, which I think quite helpful, the debate amongst the Shein. The Rambam, of Kapach, particularly, was very hard on the color of this issue. He thought that Hashem was very, very important. Hashem, it's like Amisus and the like. Chaim Salvovis, Rabbeinu Bechaya, even more so. And yes, in his Akdome, which do not subscribe to, almost a measure of scorn, someone learns halacha without relating to the philosophic, theological, moral, etc. implications. Reb Chaim was very upset by being served as Epicrusis, but leaving that aside, the debate was there. I think that for ourselves, I see ourselves in two respects. Number one, to try to understand better the quality of the nation, the direction of our Yisrael Hashem. Secondly, the extent that we are involved in Kehilas, Chinuch. I presume that many of those seated here have ahead of their careers in Kehilas and Rabbanis. Baruch Hashem, the world of Chinuch Rabbanis today is not exactly what it was when I was your age. When I was your age, if you were a Rabbi Shul and did not tell a few jokes and what was the latest thing in the New York Times, and didn't have the King's English under your tongue, you couldn't get out of the batter's box. And when you knew Shachitaz, it mattered much less than if you knew what James Weston had to say. Well, should we be able to surmount that? And today, Shul wants to go with the Talmud Chacham, who to learn, who knows the Shaila, Ashrein. But a great many want, and some who don't want should want. The Rav could also relate conceptually, in terms of Achshove, the world of Torah, the world of Emune, to them and to the world which they live generally. And in that respect, well, I'm not suggesting that nobody can be a Rav without being a professional philosopher. That certainly is not the issue. You know, a professional philosopher is talking about being able to deal with concepts, moral concepts, religious concepts, to expound them, to apply them, to think those of them. That sort of could be very helpful for a common step and those the person's step. So I'm making a pitch for the Bachshav Shir. I think that it's in place. I don't know whether you had a discussion among yourselves, whether you want to have it all together, if you want, and if so, what? My experience in the past has been, I complained about this last year as well, we had a discussion at the beginning of the year, actually, about Shabba, yes. Why do we want a discussion? What's this one, what's that one? And then there's caucuses as to what they should want. And I get a message, they decided they want this, and then the people decide what they want, don't show up. There's many that don't show up. I hope you decide you want something. And I'm willing to listen, take heed to what you want to decide. Whatever you decide, say you want X, Y, Z, take a few minutes, even take a few hours, to see what it's all about. Then decide, is that what you want, is that what you want? Not everything is cut out for everybody. Some have inclinations in one or another direction. But hopefully we have some dosh or chodesh. Has this question come up?
Some of the guys suggested that Perkiavos would be a good idea. I don't know. I think some people suggested it. Do you want to vote on it?
I don't need to know right now, but it's for Sunday I'd like to know. All right, we're at the beginning of the year, and I just want to say some measure of gratification. We started the year earlier than usual. Not as early as other issues start, but within the ballpark. When I was your age, why do they close down the beginning of June? And resumed after Labor Day. In years when Yom Tov early, they resumed after Yom Tov. And it wasn't that way, just an issue. Somebody once said, Hashem, I looked before I came to YU, maybe Rabbi Huddis Kadir Vacher, what kind of business is starting after Rosh Chodesh Shel? Starting after Labor Day. Remember Labor Day, the Rosh Chodesh Shel. So he turned to him and he said, the kind of zetzes of tish, fragment on this. Which translates, I'm sure you understand, means that's like the family. The children sit down at the table and begin to eat. But they used to begin after Labor Day. The Masmidim went to Camp Baris in the mountains to learn. Baruch Hashem has been progress over the years. David knows what I'm talking about. He was in my shiva, but he was way back. And he knows that. It's a shum jun also, but it's just a little bit of sugar. Baksha we were here. And among other things, it gives us close to a month we have. And that was about 3 weeks. Rosh Hashanah, one month in Kippur. Gives us an opportunity to integrate our learning in our quest for a total relationship. What we want to be, where we want to be. And over and above the quantitative gain, meanwhile, we're learning another, close to another month, as opposed to what used to be. It's an opportunity for greater integration, around in us with the Yerushalayim in us. That's part of what we want to do. I will get off to a good start. We start a mission next week, once this time. And I prepared a list of Makavis. I'll leave it here with you here. The number of pages are optimistic, but anyway, it's whoever it is here. So, we'll meet again next week. Is there any issue you want to raise? It was unclear. I'll just conclude. We're trying to get a handle of names here. Azuel, Axelrod, Bennett. And Giu, Bornstein, Broker, David, Davis, Dordek, Clark. Eisenberger, Friedman, Golden, Goldstein, Gordon, Gutenberg, Herman, Huckman, Cantor, Kay, Kraft, Law, Lowy, Markowitz, Newfield, who's last name? Novak, Raps, Sanders, Schmoltowitz, Schwartz, Sendik, Teicher, Wolfish, Zatz, Zalish. Do you know what is missing?
Someone who derived it and someone who works.
I just update it. Okay, call to. I got it.
Okay, no problem. Yes, go ahead. I hope it's not anything else.
How's your wife? 6 weeks she can wait on her baby. Everyone understands.
Hi, I just finished. My wife was waiting to sell it on the
Thank you very much.